I have a great call, everyone.
We bat deep.
Oh, we bat cool deep. Just trying to bring it back to
you. Start with that.
What?
That should be our intro before we get there.
All right, welcome to Three Slips No Cover. Sorry, listeners at home, for the delay in this one. We've been quite busy as a Grubs unit over the past week, and we were off shooting videos last week to service your all your video needs. Very exciting one, Skip. I think what we've just got in the
camp. Look at the smile on Skip's face.
Yeah, this is this,
bursting at the seams here. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's not often when you combine one of the great personalities in local cricket with one of the great personalities.
Bit of a rap for yourself there.
With one of the great personalities in international cricket,
yep.
With one of the greatest pieces of cinema brilliance of all time.
Say no more.
Yeah,
we don't want to give too much away, but we're probably just a couple of weeks away, isn't it, Hammy? We'll be dropping.
I think, just before, another very exciting announcement for the Grubs, that one will go. But they're all fun. All the videos we do are fun, but legitimately I was pinching myself right the way through that one. I couldn't believe we were doing what we were doing with who we were doing it with and how well I think it will hopefully come up. So
iconic Australian scene, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Absolute scenes, for sure. Gentlemen, it's been a little bit of a while since we've all been together. I thought maybe we should get a little bit of negativity out of the systems early.
Smart.
And maybe we'll go with fines first.
Well, we are sitting – we've been moved out of the studio for this podcast. We are sitting in the meeting room where everyone gets their yearly reviews. So the negative vibes, I'm already feeling 100%. It. So we should get it out of the way.
We might
earlier,
get booted from here in a minute as well, as it's a meeting room we haven't booked. Yeah. Who wants to? Who's feeling negative? Who wants to get
Rambo, why don't you kick us off?
I'll kick off. Yeah, sure. My first fine this week, gentlemen, is okay. I'll ask you first off. How many sixes do you reckon they've been in this World Cup, Skip?
Ooh.
Bit of Larry M. DeProsse right here for you.
Four games, I'd say 290.
Higher, Hammy.
400.
Lower. It's 340. So that's a good whack. It's small grounds over there.
Difference. There you go.
Very entertaining cricket. My fines actually go to all the spectators, though, sitting in the crowd. You would think with 340 maximums being sprayed around the UK that someone, at least a handful of people, would take a screamer in the crowd.
I mean, how hard is it?
We have an expert in this field, so to speak, sitting right next to us. But anything with a one hand, I haven't seen anyone take a one-hander with a Tetley's, a beer in their hand, or I believe.
Or a tea. A Tetley's
tea. Right, or a bottle of champagne at Lord's. Just something.
Or a Lucozade.
Yeah.
Whatever it is they drink.
Or a beer in 91, which is actually the official beer of the World Cup.
You heard that? That's called beer in 91. It doesn't sound very English.
I've never heard of it. I haven't had that one before.
I think you play to your audience, and I don't know if you've been watching the cricket at all, Hammy, but there's a fair few subcontinent fans getting around all the venues.
An Indian beer, is it, Rambo?
It is an Indian beer, and a very wise investment, I would have thought, by beer in 91. I've never tasted it. Not sure if it's a good drop, Skip, but maybe when we're over there. We could give it a sample.
Maybe. Kingfisher missed out.
Kingfisher,
literally the only other beer I know from the subcontinent.
Your Crown Lager of Indian stuff these days.
Whack.
It's fine, it's coming out everywhere. Let's get back on track.
I love a 2 litre beer as well.
Yeah, it's your Crown Lager. So it was good 30 years ago when there wasn't a lot of variety. Crown Lager, the beer you have if you have a winner in the first round. So it's Caulfield.
It's what my dad drinks. Anyway, so the fine is going to, English, subcontinent, Australian, whatever fans you are out there, you're in the game.
Yeah.
You're in the smallest cricket fields in the world.
Yeah.
There's one coming your way, whether it be Owen Morgan or David Warner, Aaron Finch, Rohit Sharma.
Josh Butler. This goes up. But no, seriously, I've dropped a catch. We've all seen it. But I have actually seen there's probably two clips this World Cup where the ball was coming to their seat and people have run away from it.
Unbelievable.
That's disgraceful. That's just.
Well, you ruined someone's picnic by running into it. So,
at least you've got a hand on it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So you definitely didn't run away from it.
I believe your folks were running away from you after you grasped
it. That was not related to the drop catch. They just don't like me very much.
I want to see. So it's out there. We've got three matches left.
Yeah.
I want to see someone scrambling over that black tarpaulin, that access the side screen. Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Someone's kind of pushing other people out of the way to take a hanger.
I'd love that.
Or if you've got some kind of beverage in your hand, try to do it one-handed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, more fines coming.
Yeah. Fair. Fair enough.
Very fair. Very fair.
Look, I might go next if you don't mind. I'd like to, it's kind of a double-handed fine, this one. It's twofold. Firstly, the broader fine goes to the West Indies in general.
Yep.
For the World Cup they've
let you down, haven't they, Ham?
Big time. Egg well and truly on my face and in my beard and everywhere. It's I said they're going to make the top four. They started very well and everyone goes, here we go.
You had West Indies in there ahead of which side?
India.
Just a team that finished top. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah. Anyway, so they made me look very stupid. And Chris Gayle is the second one.
Oof.
Because I had him as a roughie, as top run scorer. I love the Universe Boss. Big fan of him. Love his book, Six Machine. I think it's a hilarious title at the very least. But he's followed up a disappointing World Cup showing with an Instagram post, which is him standing in a field in England with two big shotguns in his arms, just two big guns that you can kind of see him there. We'll post a photo of that or something so you can see what I'm talking about. But what do you reckon you'd go with if you're Chris Gayle, caption-wise? What are you rolling with if you've got two big guns? Don't overcomplicate. What would you?
Probably gun show or something of that variety, Hammy. Yep.
I'd go with that. He's gone with just a rifle day out. What does that even mean?
Is it? I'm thinking trifle? Something.
I don't.
What's a trifle day out?
I think that he's had a crack at a pun, Hammy, which you are very dear to your heart, and he's messed it up. So
he has.
Forget the runs, forget the performance. Yeah. The fact he's screwed up a pun must really
stick to what you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, he's gone with a bit of a Billy Stretch for his hashtag as well. He's got 40 Shades of Gayle. I suppose that's related to his 40th birthday.
Yeah, but it's still that doesn't really work.
It's a stretch.
Long hashtags are fine in themselves, and you know, I was a little bit worried that you're having a crack here at Chris Gayle and the fines department, but well earned.
Yeah, he's earned his fine there, hasn't he?
Well found, and if he does the right thing, he'll accept that fine and pay up.
Yeah, fair enough too. Do you know what hashtag definitely wouldn't work for Chris Gayle? His 40-year-old virgin. So that would have been almost been funnier. So there you go. All right, I'm happy to pick up the fines here. Mine's a little bit of a two-parter. Very light whack to Australia for a very small fine, just giving up top spot. I know it's not much, but the fact is now you've got to play the home team that are playing well.
Yeah, if it's not rained out.
If it's not rained out, pray for rain. Home team not playing well. Instead of playing New Zealand, who are absolutely failing at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's mainly the team they beat, which is South Africa. Same thing. Somehow thought they'd go okay. What annoys me, what really pisses me off, is that they actually showed something in this last game. They batted well. They showed what they could do and what I was hoping to see at a more tournament. And they wait to ruin our finals campaign.
There's only one explanation. Ball tampering. Oh, Lozzie's Duplessis must have been up to it again.
They had the cameras turned off for that final fixture.
So hang on. So last time he ball tampered, they gave him the captaincy. What will he get now? Does he get knighted? Do they give him a
president? I think over there or prime.
Does he get a territory of South Africa?
Something like that. Both.
Yeah, do they?
Well,
a bit of old El Paso over there.
If you're looking for the aficionados of world affairs, you've come to the right podcast. just let us know at sportsbet.com.au. Does South Africa have a president and a prime minister or just one of each?
We're looking at Ollie. It's extraordinary that both.
Ollie, the producer's usually very smart at this stuff. And might have to get the absolute donuts.
Might have to get the guys from I'm usually more professional, the Sportsbet Politics podcast.
They could probably
phone in and listen.
I will note that you've given a fine to the team that you also included in your top four.
100%.
As Tammy did with West Indies.
Absolutely.
And there is a particular party of the grubs of the cordon sitting here right now that nails the exact top four for the finals.
And do you know what? I will say this. I'm going to stop you there because maybe just hold fire because I may have something coming up.
That's why I'm firing now, Skip, because I'm trying to get to a bit of upper hand and I'm backing myself.
Amazing. Rambo tipped the top four.
It wasn't that hard.
It's not that hard, but the fact is, what tournaments do the top four teams actually make it? There's always upsets. There's always something different.
This is what happens when you kick your Kenyas, you kick your Zimbabwes out. Where are the roughie going to come from?
Well, we talked about the format previously in the cordon, and the format did help teams who are better, and those top three were clearly better than everyone else.
Do you know what else helped? Is rain helped some teams as well? Anyway, we'll get to that.
I honestly think a Heath Streak coached Zimbabwe would have made a real tilt to this. Dwayne Leverock Award. Skip, you've kind of owned this one. Just a quick top line for those who don't know what it is, mate.
Dwayne Leverock Award couldn't be simpler. This is where we let all the negativity go. Dwayne Leverock, he makes everyone feel good.
The rotund Bermudan first slip who took a screamer in 07.
Somehow, if you've been living under a rock for the last 20 years, Dwayne Leverock catch is all you need to do. It'll come up. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened. But he just makes us feel good. So this is your 3-2-1. What made you feel good in the last week. We're obviously focusing on and around the World Cup,
yep.
But happy to go from anywhere. And it's just what made you feel good. Your reasoning's up to you. You're not judged. I'm going to give one vote to Shaheen Afridi just to finish off really, really strongly with the six for. And look, to be honest, Pakistan in general, absolutely fantastic. So, but the six for, great finish. Shaheen Afridi.
I dare say that's his first vote in the Dwayne Leverock Award.
I think it's his first vote anywhere in that's anything, good. But he will give him that. I'm giving two votes to Rambo.
Oh,
hang on. At the end of the day, this is a World Cup podcast.
Get that
podcast.
Dumb button ready, Ollie.
He came here. We mocked him. We said there's no way. India don't play well in England. Yep. He goes, oh, you guys are idiots. Not only are they playing well, they're on top.
Yeah. It's amazing what happens when they give you an extra 3 weeks rest at the start of the tournament.
There you go. And pick the top
three games in 7 days.
Kind of nice and fresh.
And sticking with the
I'm very honoured, by the way, Skip. And to find myself on that leaderboard is...
Yeah. Stiff not to
get. That'll be Rambo's first votes anywhere. Yeah.
Stiff not to get the three, yeah. But there's a reason. I think the bloke that gets the three coming off three tons in a row and five for the tournament is Rohit.
Yeah.
So Rohit Sharma.
Bit of a dad bod too.
This is just, this guy couldn't be playing better.
Yep.
He is just scoring runs for fun. He's going in to the finals absolutely on fire. End of tournament feels like a good enough time to give him the three, but he's been
right outstanding.
I yep. like that. He's one of those guys got a hint of the Finches too, isn't he? Just smashes the white ball everywhere. And
like a dead fish. Yep.
Yeah, just can't get the red one going. Anyway.
Very good tight six from you, Skip. Mm.
Yeah.
I'll take it over. Yeah, my one vote is actually going to the Shrieker.
Yeah, like that.
Who
yeah.
Was just plastered across social media the other week. Fantastic effort as well. Didn't go down easy.
No.
There was a fantastic little piece of social media content from the Sportsbet team there with the Everything's Better with NRL commentary that right. was aligned yeah, very yeah. well with that particular footage.
But Marky Zuckerberg and the boys pretty quick to rip that one down as
yeah,
per, which is good.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Good on you, Mark, if you're listening.
Surely.
Fan of the show,
big
yeah.
cricket fans over there in San Francisco. Shriekers love him. Got out there and he applied himself well. He took on the security, which is what you like to see. You don't like someone just giving up.
Nah.
Wasn't quite at the level of the Shrieker that took on Andrew Symes at the Gabba many moons ago.
Yeah, that was.
And got flattened in the centre wicket like a brick wall. But well played to him, one vote. My two votes goes to Bangladeshi paceman Mustafizur Rahman. Love the name.
No relation?
No relation. I love the name because his surname's Rahman, but his nickname, Skip, is The Fizz.
Oh.
It is one of the better cricket nicknames going around internationally.
That is outstanding.
Known as The Fizz.
The Fizz.
The smile on my face when I watched Bangladesh play their final match the other day, and Michael Atherton, probably the most gentlemanly English commentary.
Apart from
commentator.
All the ball jampering. Yeah.
Bit of a grub, which I like as well, but he can speak eloquently. He was getting around The Fizz. And he's a death bowler too, and I've got a lot of time for death bowlers, Skip. I know being a captain out there, and there's about eight or nine overs to play, and the middle order wicketkeeper is sending him all to all parts of East Gardens, and all of a sudden you look around, your bowlers have all disappeared into the ground. The Fizz regularly steps up. He's the third fastest man to 180 wickets. He took two fifers, and he was the second highest wicket taker behind Mitchell Starc for the tournament. So well done, Fizz. Well, two votes. You probably could have got more.
I'd love to have seen him go deep in the tournament, play a clutch game, and Ian Bishop to be there in commentary and just drop a big Fizz. Remember the name.
And of course, three votes also to the big man, Rohit Sharma. You said it all, Skip. 500, 647 runs at 92, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
And very much leading India to the finals without Shaka Dhawan at the top.
Well, if you're looking for a top run scorer in that game as well, his highest score of the tournament actually has come at Old Trafford, 140 against Pakistan. So good luck to Trent Bolt and the boys. Colin de Grandholm and co. Bowling to him there.
Batting at the top of the order. Never easy in a tournament either, so he's done well.
Absolutely. Well, my Dwayne Leverock Awards, I'm going with a feel-good story. It hasn't really properly unfolded yet, but Matt Wade recalled into the Australian side. If he wins the whole Dwayne Leverock, we can't really votes-wise, but he holds a special place in the award if he actually does something when he plays, because what a story to score all those runs. You're batting too low, moves a bit higher, you're scoring the wrong type
of
runs.
And when we say runs, Hammy, we're talking about Australia A matches against an understrength Derbyshire or something of that variety. That's good. I mean, that is your general form pattern into World Cup semi-final. But
also,
you're right.
Also top run scorer in the Big Bash, Sheffield Shield, runs everywhere.
Runs everywhere.
All sorts of runs.
He's a polarising character, isn't he, Matty Wade? Because
I don't think he's too popular with opposition teams. He's
very, or his own team.
He's very yappy.
Very aggressive.
This might be a little bit of Brad Hodge about him, where it's personality
polarizing.
A little bit of that. Brad Hodge didn't have as good a catchphrase probably as Matt Wade. And good to see Nathan Lyon in the side too. So you might pick up a bit of nice Gary on the mics.
Yes.
Terrible behind the stumps though, Matty Wade, for a wicket keeper. And
he won't be there, which is
no, that's right. But I dare say, I don't mind him in the field because he's low to the ground and he's quick. Also, those little hoopy outswingers that he gets going.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
Stoyness is down, so he needs someone who can bat six and bowl a bit. So, Matt Wade, in you come.
Just on that, how do you get injured playing cricket at this level?
An international level.
And Marcus Stoyness. Like, I get injured. We
don't warm up. We don't stretch. We just go out.
So we've earned it, right?
It's
your job to play cricket and not get injured. And you're batting at number three for a show and you do a hamstring.
Yeah. It's basically like jamming your finger in the elevator door on the way to work. It shouldn't happen.
Good
really.
Team thing, I think, from Usman.
I'm not complaining.
Guys that can bat right the way through the innings, and we don't need that. We need guys that can get going, get way.
Fantastic result that they're not playing, but it's just a shame that it came through injury. Yeah,
I do like Usman. I hope he's ready for the Ashes. He's an important batter. Two votes goes to the streaker. I know you covered him off as well.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you compared him to the one that Roy Symons encountered. Obviously, looked like it was a bit colder in England, a bit more humid up at the Gabba.
That's a fair assessment.
Which is interesting. A good barometer of conditions on ground, I think, the streaker. So good on him for getting out there and breaking a few tackles. And my three votes is an interesting one. I'm going the early crow here. I don't think we've done this before, but I'm going to give it three votes in the hope that it will affect what actually happens.
A preemptive three
votes to the English climate. We usually whinge about it, but, if it rains, which is forecast to rain the day that we are supposed to play England and also the backup, the reserve day, if it's all washed out, lol, we go through and England miss out on a home.
Wouldn't that be the greatest? Maybe that's why are we visionaries and we go, do you know what, let's drop the game to South Africa. And then we roll up, and how good would it be, Ashes Eve, to beat England without playing a ball because of their shitty weather?
In
their own home tournament. That'd be good.
I mean, there was that final famous 1992 semi-final where England beat South Africa to make the World Cup final.
Yep.
Which they ended up losing to Pakistan. But there was a ridiculous equation at the end there.
The Duckworth-Lewis 30 off a ball.
Well, now it's Duckworth-Lewis Stern, so hopefully all those creases have been ironed out of the
formula.
Well,
hopefully not in this case. And
that
don't
was
get
the
even
year that New Zealand were opening with spinners.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they finished on top of the ladder, and Australia missed the finals on their own home deck.
That's right.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Just speaking of home decks, did you see that little nugget that came across our desk where someone rolled a rat into the deck?
Yeah, I saw that. A few gremlins in that one.
How local cricket to that?
Yeah, it was good.
That's tremendous.
The groundsman tweeted off his own personal account going, hey, guys, sorry, just
good
rolled
luck.
The covers off and rolled a rat into it. So good luck if you – it'll do a bit early.
A few gremlins in there.
Yeah. Jeez, absolutely.
Love that.
How good. That'll be interesting to see if we've got a rat in the deck at Old Trafford or Birmingham.
That should have got a vote in the Dwayne Liverpool. My bad.
Yeah, that's all right.
Can we dump that, Ollie? Let's go.
Next in post.
I'll just give a quick update. There's only one more week to go now. The Dwayne Liverpool.
Can anyone catch Mohammed Shahzad?
He was a bully out of the gate, wasn't he? And then
stop. Shakib Al Hassan on 11. Pakistan on 9 from that first week when they beat the Bob.
Fantastic.
Virat Kohli's on 8.
Thanks to you, Skip.
Yep, thanks to me. Rohit.
Was that mentions in the one episode or votes?
Rohit and Pakistan and Sri Lanka are both on 6.
So Rohit, is Rohit gone up now? Or is that
Rohit's now on 6,
okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
So that
mathematical chance.
In very good position. You think if he goes bang, bang and nails centuries, he'd be winning it. Al Hassan probably, I don't know, he maybe is deserving. He's been brilliant. Meme Man is next on four. So then there's a lot of singles. I mean, you've got
Pakistan out of the tournament too. So Meme Man, you know, got his work cut out.
Icelandic Cricket Association, I'd say, will remain on three for the rest of the tournament.
You never know.
Bowler's name. All right, we're going to go yes, no, wait. Now, we've still got Pat up on the pine, but I'm fine with that because it's going to come in and have a huge final episode. Great segment. Yes, no, wait.
You know when Grubs are justifying their own content live on Airskip? He's still there. It's a great segment. It's the Sean Marsh of three seasons.
No, it hasn't gone home. It hasn't gone home injured. It's just having a chop out at the moment. It's having a rest like Adam Zampa. All right. Yes, no, wait. Basically, we throw something out here and it's very simple. Those around the table give it a yes and no or a wait. So maybe I'll kick off. We did just briefly touch on it then, but having a backup day for rain. Rowan, where do you sit on this one?
Well, look, India finished top and Australia finished second. So going by your rough maths before, it's
quick math.
A no. There's a no run there because very happily, an India-Australia final would be fantastic.
Yep.
For many reasons, one of them being that England won't be in it.
Yeah, that's the main one.
And so we'll say no there. You know, with some obvious investment in both semi-finals. But, yep. You know, it's a bit of a comment on how ridiculous this whole tournament's been. Nothing should ever be played in England.
Yeah,
correct. Right. Nothing should be played in England at all.
I agree with that.
Nothing.
Yep. Premier League football
darts.
Is the only
exception.
No,
they can have darts because it's indoors.
Yeah, that's good.
But nothing else.
Yeah.
Bring Wimbledon to Melbourne Park.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Please. Yeah. Kooyong. Get the grass going. Kooyong, yeah. Put some sails up. It'll be fine. All the tournaments over here. It's no dramas at all. Look, I have been saying, I believe I bagged out the organisers early on and find them and said, you don't have reserve days.
Yeah.
So this is clear for me. It's a no.
Yeah.
I'm completely turning. I'm doing a 180 because it suits me. Australia are playing England and us beating England without a ball being bowled because of their shitty weather. That's twice I've said it on the episode. Deserves a lot more than that. It is really, really bad weather.
I like that you've admitted that you're doing a 180.
Oh, 100%.
It's fantastic.
I'm completely.
You don't often do that.
It's hypocritical. It's everything. It's everything.
The grub stand
and
for.
And you're cool, Hammy?
Yeah, I'm saying no as well.
Just what a surprise.
Again, because it suits me. And I love the fact that we're really investing in the rain. Skip's been going back to his Zumba classes to get the rain dance ready as well.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah.
Hips don't lie.
Absolutely. So it's a no from me. Yeah, that's it.
Beautiful.
Backup day for rain. No, because it suits us.
Yep. Beautiful. All right, I'll go one here. Pakistan, more deserving of a Final Four spot than New Zealand.
No. Ooh. Because when Bleak keep cricketers strong, international cricketers strong.
Okay, have you?
If that was... If that was an alley-oop from you, Skip, because
it wasn't.
Did you just come up with that?
I have not been.
When he said he wanted to say it, I was pretty happy though.
Yeah, here's my reasoning though. I mean, tell me if it's still a no. Courtesy of England's weather conditions again. Mm. New Zealand beat. So New Zealand were beaten by England, Pakistan beat New Zealand and England.
Yeah.
They beat both of those teams.
Yeah.
Pakistan beat both of them. Whereas New Zealand lost to England, Australia and Pakistan and they got washed out against India, which they would have lost.
Yeah.
Whereas Pakistan got washed out against Sri Lanka, which you'd think they would have won. So finishing on the same points, that would have put them ahead. They missed on run rate. It's absolute BS. I like the Kiwis. They are our cousins over there, but they do not deserve to be in the four. And they can thank England. So I hope the same thing that we hope happens to England happens to them. And I cannot believe I'm saying this. I hope India go through.
Wow.
It's a waiting for me, Skip. You've got the ladder there, don't you?
I do have the ladder.
And who's fourth on the ladder?
New Zealand.
Well, there you go.
quick muff.
A bit of quick muff there from the Cricket World Cup 19.
Yeah.
What I'll say to you on the waiting thing is we talked about the tournament a bit. Maybe potentially there's a top six environment here for the finals that evens out that rained out factor. As you said, Pakistan didn't get the chance to beat Sri Lanka. New Zealand didn't get the chance to lose to India. So potentially a top six format could get me from a waiting to a yes or no.
Question for you right now. England play Sri Lanka, they stay in. New Zealand play Pakistan today. Pakistan probably win and play in the four.
New Zealand absolutely limping in. I mean, India just doing bat flicks, bat flips and back
flips.
That's
what bat flips. It's like the big bash all over
again. It's a home run derby.
Still so bad that Australia lost to South Africa when you think about it.
Yeah, very grim.
Anyway.
Opportunity missed.
Yeah.
Hamwa.
Yep.
Are you a yes sir and waiting on the...
You're still a no, I assume, Hammy?
Yeah, I said my piece.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I must have tuned out there.
We completely kept cricket strong on Tunisia or cricket
strong. That's what you did say then. All right. I'll go next then on the yes, no waiting.
Yeah.
All right, beautiful.
Oh, this one's going to be good.
what a self-praise going on. We really did push out the negativity.
Only knowing, just knowing the vibe in the cordon and how Grubb's cricket usually carries on. Yes, no waiting, gentlemen, to barefoot bonding with Justin Langer. And I quote directly from the Australian cricket coach. It's just a moment to get a feel for the ground, literally a feel for the ground. There were some open and honest conversations. Guys poured their heart out just about what it all means to them. Growing up as kids watching the World Cup, stuff like that. I really like Mitch Marsh's story about how the 99 World Cup and his dad was coaching and then having a photo at Lord's with the trophy. Mitch wants another photo on the balcony now, which is pretty awesome. So just to give you the background, they had a bit of a session out in the middle, 20, 30 minutes, barefoot, just got the toes into the Edgbaston pitch.
Yep.
Walking around and pulled their soles out, skip. You're just positively breaking a chair to have a spiel here.
I mean, I couldn't be more of a no. I just so couldn't be more of a no. Where do we start? The fact that is just wanker material. What has Justin Langer become? Honestly, what has he become?
I reckon he always had it in him.
Oh, absolute just drivel. It's horrendous. It's absolutely horrendous. Let's just call this Skip's Coop now because this is a joke, mate. Honestly, used to be one of the greatest opening players for Australia, an absolute joke. And what young kids dream about, yes, I know it's most Australian kids' dreams to have a photo with their dad with a World Cup trophy at Lord's. I want a second one now as a player. Oh, yeah, that's relatable.
So that's why I was back in the
squad. Give me an absolute spell, mate, honestly.
I reckon probably you could replace that 20 minutes with some solid bowling to the Australian middle order to just get that right.
Oh, there you go.
Might have been a little bit more beneficial.
Maybe next time discuss with your captain the decisions you're going to make about his batting order when he's on the park. Maybe you do that, Justin.
All right, so it's a no from Skip.
I think.
Well, initially I was a no, but then I cast my mind back to when Skip made us go through a similar session at a Grubs game.
I was hoping this would come
when
up.
I think it was because he was hungover and he also had forgotten his shoes. So he goes, get out of here. We're going to do a quick warm up or a quick stretch and get some fresh air because I'm hungover. Yeah. In bare feet. And when we did it, I found it was, you know, it was really...
therapeutic?
It was quite therapeutic and it got the best out of the boys. Also bought us a little bit more time while we waited for, you know, KP to bring your shoes down and all that sort of stuff, which is great. She bought a bit of Maccas and some hash browns for the boys. And so from that turned me from a no to maybe Jay was going for something similar to a yes.
Oh, yeah. Just some breaking news as well, fellas. Steve Smith has broken his big toe batting barefoot in the net. So he's out for the rest of the World Cup. Another tick there for Justin Langer.
So Jeff Marsh into the squad there. Play this song and win a World Cup.
The fairy tale will be complete. It's a no from me, quite clearly. Let's play cricket, please, gentlemen, and forget about all the faffing about.
Well, we kind of did cover off Skip's clip there, I suppose. So I just wanted to chuck another killie on. We did discuss it. We didn't quite find room. Alcohol bans. It's something that's come up in a,
yes, no, waiting on alcohol bans.
Yeah,
another clip.
Because obviously the Aussies had one for the first half of 99. They played like shit. And then they went, nah, stuff it, we're going to relax. They brought the beers back in and succeeded. So alcohol bans, where do you sit on them?
Look, I'm a waiting. Gee, I've got a few splinters in my ass today, don't I? I'm awaiting for one reason. And Skip, you'll remember earlier this season, we won the semi-final by the skin of our teeth.
Yep.
And it was so nerve-wracking. I could hardly, for the first time in my life, stomach a beer.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, you know what? I'm just going to take it easy tonight. We're not going to celebrate the semi-final like we're in a granny yet. Just put the queue on the rack for 5 to 6 days and save it. You know, you have those big occasions where you save them and you go, that beer's going to be so much more tasty when we win the grand final.
Save them.
So I'm awaiting on that. I see if it's been a long tournament though, and if you're telling me you can't have a beer or one proper sesh in there, I probably wouldn't feel myself. Therefore, I'm not playing the type of cricket I want to play.
I agree. It's interesting you said if I'm not allowed to. That's the thing for me. I say they're no's, but you've got to have your right players in your team. adults shouldn't be told you cannot do this, you cannot do that. Now, having, let's say you have two beers, you're a supreme athlete, you're fit, you're all that. It's not going to, sorry, I didn't mean to point at you there, Hemi. It's not going to affect performance. You know, you're not doing the night before the game, things like, if you have a couple of beers after the game, it's not going to put, it's not like saying, hey, you cannot eat Maccas the entire trip. You cannot do this.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
You can't.
There's no other good
thing. We're not talking about something that's going to overly affect their performance. So it's like, okay. And it's not illegal or anything like that. So you can't tell them you can't do this. That's why in 99, that would have been the issue. They just all would have got their noses out of joint and be like, wow, and who do you think you're talking to? And look at the personalities in that team. How do you reckon that would have gone? Imagine that. Go back another 10.
Yeah.
And that 99 that you're going to, Shane Warnes, Darren Lehman, Adam Dale. There's a great photo of Adam Dale just punching a black rat with a cigarette.
Yeah, I mean, that's after that win. Yeah, exactly.
Tom Moody would just punch him for fun, I would
absolutely
imagine.
Mongrel. So
I feel like we're being quite soft on this. Like, traditionally, finals cricket, I think our stance on this would be a lot more aggressive.
As a skipper, I've never put it in the years I've been captaining, and I never would. I've got one rule. You play the rank card as much as you want. You just turn up.
Yep.
That's it. And it's the same thing. If it affects, let him go, trust them. And if it affects the performance, then you pull them up.
Yeah. I'm sure JL's got no dramas. If they have a couple of beers, as long as they remember to bring their yoga mat to the next training session. So that's fine.
And where do you sit, Hammond? Obviously not a massive proponent of volume.
Yeah.
Of alcohol.
Absolutely.
In between Saturdays.
That's right. I've been having a big cleanse lately. But look, I think... yeah, each to their own. Whatever, do whatever you feel like. But I will say they did look like they played like they were hungover the other day when they played South Africa. So it looks like there's not an alcohol ban in place at the moment.
Good to hear.
Hence the barefoot training session.
Bowler's name!
We've had a few clips, so we might just go straight to next week's headlines, I reckon, to round out.
We'll ask Fleury outside what our schedule is. Are we doing another podcast before the grand final, or are we?
Well, I think we're doing a wrap it up. We're going to give the Leverock Award out and a few things like that.
Can I just give one more clip?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give a clip to England just overall. Yeah. England, and did I love it?
Wouldn't just, be three slips no cover without.
I'm just going to say, I said it on the first episode. I said, if you like England, this is not for you. This show is not for you. If you want a fair and balanced opinion, this is not for you.
No.
England, you hosted the first three. Your runners up in three of the first five World Cups. Absolute donuts. Haven't made the final since 1992.
Lol.
You are shit as an ODI nation. You are hosting a pathetically run final. And I'm now looking forward to you losing without a ball being played because of your horrible conditions. And no matter what happens, I know that even if you got through, India would spank you in the final.
Yeah, that'll be a good 30 seconds of audio to pull out next week if they end up knocking Australia off. but a good clip nonetheless, Skip. I like him. Very, very direct there to England and anything anti-England. I think we can all agree he's got our full support on this podcast.
Absolutely.
Rambo, a headline.
A headline from me, Hammy. And I'm going to stick with the theme here from my Dwayne Leverock votes.
Mm-hmm.
Good Sharma. Rohit. Plans to get it in the air. So I'm going to predict another triple figures for Rohit Sharma, top of the order against probably a weakened bowling attack for the Blit Kips.
De Grondon's been taking the new seat lately, so it could be a big score.
Yeah, so Rohit's eyes will be like dinner plates at the moment, just salivating over the chance to top edge a cut shot to the next suburb.
Yeah.
India looking good things to make to the final, where they will be joined by England, unfortunately.
Well,
out of the equation.
Looking forward to seeing a little bit of Sharma Sutra as he puts the ball to all sorts of interesting parts of the field.
Could be the second volume of Chunky Gate.
Giggity. Skip.
I'm going now. I understand this is a headline that we saw during the week in Leeds after the West Indies campaign finished up there. Gale Forced wins cause havoc in Leeds. My understanding is that the cleanup is still going on from Chris Gale's night of celebrations after his last game up in Leeds.
Well, yeah, it was a rifling evening out.
So. You've been across his content. Was there any remnants or any kind of previews of what was going on in the West Indies circuit wrap-up?
I think he was so chuffed with his rifle day out post, he's kind of just popped that up and had a bit of time off Instagram since then. So
he was like, this will keep the punters happy for now. Yeah. Well, you're wrong, Chris.
I should,
We're expecting a little bit more.
Get back on and give us an update, Universe Boss, for God's sake. My headline, UK press, not sure where they're going to run this. It's fairly direct and explicit. The headline, fuck's sake. If only we lived somewhere warm and sunny, we wouldn't have completely fucked ourselves. So good headline. At least it's honest.
Yep, 100% I agree.
If there's one thing that they have been more than happy to go after their team. Yeah. Over there. So I reckon you could send that one in. If it gets washed out, they'll probably print it.
Yeah. Good stuff, boys. Good session.
Just an update here. The president of South Africa is Cyril Ramaphosa.
Oh, Ramaphosa. For those still in power.
Okay. I believe so. Just a little bit of casual Googling from me there. Cyril. I don't think they have.
Cyril, yeah. He's delicious. His name's Junior. Yeah, yeah.
There is no prime minister. There is no prime minister.
Faff.
Very good.
Chance to be the first.
Well, thank you, boys. That'll do us for today. We'll be back for a final, like a wrap-up next week. We'll keep going right through the Ashes as well and obviously through the tournament. Gentlemen, very well done. Just a quick note. Next week's podcast, we're doing barefoot. So
Need
to bring shoes.
Cool. That's great.
We're going to have to get some ventilation in here then because I am spitting up.
Titty Essential here at Grubs HQ. See you next week.
Grub up. Thank you.